This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture, doing so today with Pioneer agronomist Mike Swash. Mike, remind me, what part of the state are you in? Where are we starting to really ramp up harvest here?
So I cover southwest Michigan, and yeah, we're probably the first to have significant harvest underway. And obviously, we have a little bit more heat than the rest of the state for the most part, so pretty typical in that respect.
Let's talk about that heat. We were just joking off air that, you know, we kind of skipped over spring, if you remember. I think it kind of went straight from winter, maybe a couple of days of spring, and then boom, summer hit. Maybe the same thing happening with fall here. We just go, you know, straight from summer into winter. But this weather that's been playing through has really had an impact on crops here this entire growing season. Where are we at right now, Mike?
Yeah, the word of the year is variability for sure, especially compared to last year. I mean, we're going to have one of our typical 30, 40 degree swings for Michigan here in the next few days, where we go from feeling like summer to feeling like winter this weekend, and probably get some rain in there too. So if you're underway with harvest, this weather is great for dry down, great to get out there. But obviously that's going to take a turn and maybe complicate things a bit or give us a break and help us get ready if we're not quite there yet. But the real story, I think, is I'm looking at a map right now of Michigan rainfall for August and September, and there are pretty significant portions, especially in my area, that were less than 4 or 5 inches of rainfall for all of August and September combined. And then you've got parts on the east side of the state that were 12 inches or better. So somewhere in the middle is probably ideal in terms of grain fill for corn and soybeans. Some of the east side of the state has significant white mold and the whole state, you can find pockets of ear molds on corn.
So, Mike, what do we need to be looking at right now then with that? I know you said harvest is kind of underway now. Give us an update on where we're at with that and talk about what we need to do to combat some of those issues we're seeing in the field.
Yeah, percentage-wise, we don't have a ton harvested yet, but I think a lot of farms are at least dipping in now. Silage is wrapping up, if not wrapped up for most. Soybeans, there's a lot of people started, and yields are actually pretty respectable, especially if you think back to the end of June this year. And if you look at pictures on my phone, man, I would not have guessed that it would have anywhere near average soybean yields. You know, they refused to grow in June, and between animal damage and the drought, they were not happy. And now we're getting some pretty close to average, if not slightly above average yields, which is, I think, phenomenal. And then corn, I'm hearing reports that of our earlier corn looking quite good, over 200 bushel dry land in spots. With the beans, though, highly variable, of course, and I think a lot of that comes down to the moisture, but a lot of it is planting date, too, probably more so than last year, for sure. And I think some of our early maturity beans planted early have a little bit of an advantage, especially in my part of the world where we just didn't get a ton of rain in August and September. And I think September may be more important this year than most, just because we kind of backed up our entire growing season between heat units and the plant not growing much in June. So we're underway. I think the important thing, though, is to prioritize those fields where we do find either some stalk issues or some ear mold issues. We don't want to be docked if we can at all help it. Some combine settings can help in reducing the amount of vomitoxin levels we have from fields with ear mold. So we want to prioritize those fields. We want to make sure we get all the grain out of the field we can and that it's as high a quality as we can possibly manage.
Mike, what other tips do we have right now? Again, harvest really starting to ramp up. You mentioned some combine settings. I know that's always a big thing this time of year, making sure we dial those things in so we're not, you know, just losing yield off the back of the combine.
Yeah, absolutely. So for soybeans, I think it's just try not to let them get any drier than 13%. If you do that, we're losing yield, not only from a little bit more shattering, but we're basically giving up our opportunity to sell water. So you don't want to do that. Try to harvest them as soon as possible, even if you have to chew through some stems. It's worth it from a financial standpoint. And then on corn, I think the important thing is we want to keep the cob intact if we can, if we have ear molds, because like gibberella, you're more likely to be infected in the cob and those bees' wings than we are in the actual grain itself. And if it is the grain, it's usually the small kernels at the end of the ear. So if we can blow those out of the combine, keep the cob intact, we can reduce the amount of the actual toxins that we get. So that's important. But we don't want to be blowing out too many of our good viable kernels either. So it's a fine line that we have to walk, and I don't envy anyone trying to get that just right, but it is important. I just sent out an email today with some combine setting tips, but there's plenty of good videos. Talk to your local equipment person. Make sure you've got it dialed in as much as you possibly can, because a couple percent loss ends up hundreds or thousands of bushels, depending on the farm size.